Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. It is my great pleasure to have in the studio author Judy Goldman. She has written a book called Losing My Sister, a Memoir. I just finished it, and it's beautiful and moving, very vivid account of her childhood growing up in South Carolina with her mom and her dad, her brother and her sister. And the story reads like a novel, but it is a memoir, not a little series of vignettes, but a story that really pulls you along from beginning to end. So first of all, Judy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Jamila. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, Ben Steelman, I have to tell you, if you all have not read this, go to starnewsonline.com and check out Ben Steelman's wonderful article from the Sunday Star News, where he had probably interviewed Judy by phone.
He did. And oh my goodness, he wrote such a wonderful article.
He did. Yeah, it's really beautiful. What I want to talk with Judy about today are some feelings I had as I read the book and have her read a few passages. Judy, first of all, tell us about the meaning of the title, Losing My Sister, because there's a double meaning there.
There is. Well, Losing My Sister tells the story of my older sister and me, how we lost each other three times, twice through temporary but intense conflict, and then finally in the most permanent way.
Mm-hmm. It's not all sad. I want people to understand that. There are a lot of wonderful family stories and photos. Talk about how close you were with your sister growing up and some of the things you did together.
Well, you have to understand, Jamila, in our family, sisters are close. We stay together no matter what. We play piano duets. We borrow each other's bracelets. We braid each other's hair. That was my sister and me. We were very, very tight all through childhood, right up until we were in our 30s, really.
Now, your mother was also that tight with her sisters.
Exactly. That's where the whole notion of sisters mattering came from, my mother. My mother was so close with her two sisters, and my mother's mother was so close with her sister. So generations of sisters in my family have been close.
And yet sisters, though they're close by tradition and by blood, are often really different people.
We're always different, aren't
we? Yeah, and you see the world differently and you feel differently about things.
Yeah, what two siblings are alike? Yeah. You know, we each find our own place in the family. I was the sweet one. My older sister was the strong one. Isn't that true in everybody's family? Mm-hmm. The pretty one, the smart one, mm-hmm. the fill-in-the-blank one.
Yeah, and at a certain point in your life, you have to look at that and say, was this really how it was, or is that sort of the family myth? You know, because my sister, my older sister, was the strong one, the tough one, the one that got things done. And I was the dreamy, drifty one, you know. And it's like, now, wait a minute. Is that really true?
Well, I think that we get pigeonholed early on. And then maybe we yearn for or crave the other's main trait. I think that I wanted to be strong as well as sweet. I think Brenda wanted to be sweet as well as strong.
And some of that came out during her final illness with the cancer that she was going through. You got really, really strong in terms of dealing with the nurses and doctors sometimes, and your hospital personality came out and you started to try to control things.
Yes, exactly. And I think that I really stopped at some point. I stopped following my sister. And I no longer wanted to be the sweet little sister. I wanted to be my own person. I wanted to be independent. At the same time, if I were Brenda's attorney, I would say, if I were taking up for her, I would say that she wanted to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of things going on in her life. She didn't want to always have to be strong.
Exactly. What I'd love for you to do right now is read some passages from the book. And we talked about how close you were, and then there were those three times that you lost your sister. And if you could maybe preface this little portion you're about to read about the fracture, how it came about between you, this particular fracture.
Yeah. Well, actually, this was the first of two major conflicts that Brenda and I had. And it occurred when we were in our 30s, when both of our parents began going through the process of dying at the same time. Mm. And I think that's pretty common in families, that when you lose one or both parents, as we did, siblings have a hard time getting along in those times.
Exactly.
Emotions ratchet up. So here's from the book. What caused this deep fracture between Brenda and me? Her turmoil at home, my lack of empathy, my asking if our father could move back to her house, her temper, my nervousness over my daughter Laurie in camp. I go back and forth between blaming her and blaming myself. What I don't know yet is that it's really neither her fault nor mine. There are many tentacles. Our parents are dying, and we each want the other to take away the pain. Make me feel better, Brenda. Make me feel better, Judy. When neither of us can, we do the only thing we can do, turn on each other.
Isn't that how it goes with families? And, you know, one of the things I enjoyed about the book was not only exploring the depth and the breadth of your relationship with Brenda, but the vivid portrayals of your father and your mother, what they were like in their lives, and then what they were like in their deaths, because your mother had the difficult death of going through Alzheimer's, which was fairly protracted, right. And then your dad died of colon cancer, which was, of course, rough. They were fascinating people to me.
Well, you know, if you could design your own parents, you would probably pick mine. I was very lucky to grow up in that family. And I wanted to show that, which is hard to do because I didn't want my memoir to end up being a Hallmark card. I wanted it to be real because families do have joy and they do have struggles, both. I wanted to show both. But I wanted it to be uplifting.
It is. It is. And it's definitely real. I was really amazed by some of the candid remarks that you make in the book. Like when your sister was dying and you were at her house and you had this thought that you wanted to take something, you know, some kind of piece of memorabilia, some special thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And nobody wants to have that thought, but we do have those thoughts.
All of a sudden, we turn into burglars. You know, sister's dying and I'm thinking, what am I going to pilfer from her house?
Oh,
I mean, what is wrong with me? But I think it's a very real form of grief.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with author Judy Goldman. She's here talking about Losing My Sister, a memoir. The book is beautiful, available through John Blair Publishers, and she will actually be at B'nai Israel Synagogue on Chestnut Street tonight to give a free reading at 7 o'clock. What I want to do now in the 4 minutes or so that we have left is have you read a couple more passages, Judy, if you'd start on page 96.
So this is in the middle of Brenda's and my major conflict. I have a million conversations with Brenda in the shower, driving in the car, running errands, standing in line at the grocery store at 3 a.m. They undo my hesitant attempt at independence, my defying her. They undo her stern reaction. Yes, I say, all sisters are different, as individual as thumbprints, but that's when she interrupts me and says, but we're sisters. Then we talk everything over, see each other's side, we make up. In real life, though, we hardly speak. I could easily take to my bed. Instead, I take to my typewriter. I write poem after maudlin poem about losing my sister, losing my parents, losing my brother, who's again staying as far away as possible. In one sweep, I've lost the family I grew up in. Writing is my way of admitting I cannot rearrange life.
And you have written a lot of poetry, published poetry and published novels before this one. In fact, this began as a novel, and now you're doing the real-life version
of it. That's right. My first novel was a book about sisters. It was a made-up, not-so-made-up story of two made-up, not-so-made-up sisters. It was my way of writing this story in a veiled way, not meeting it head-on.
Right, but now you are ready to meet it head-on.
It took me a while to be ready to tell the story, to feel that I have the right to tell the story.
Let's have you read one last passage on 213, near the end of Brenda's life.
I feel an obsession gathering, like the way the air gets whirly before a storm. I'm gripped with the thought, why didn't I just end the conflict with Brenda during that year and a half we weren't speaking? My God, I had long enough to do something. Why did I waste all those months when we had so few left? Was I simply refusing to treat her like a sick person because I could not accept that she was a sick person? Did I want her to just be Brenda, my sister, healthy enough to fight with, healthy enough to hang around for a resolution? Yes, Brenda was in remission, had been for a while, but we're talking about a form of pancreatic cancer. Everyone knows what that means. Why was I so concerned about her reaction to my book? Couldn't I just have overlooked her reaction? I didn't need to tell my side. I didn't need fairness. I needed my sister.
Oh, boy. That's so beautiful, Judy.
Thank you.
And hearing the voice of author Judy Goldman from her book, Losing My Sister, a memoir. Judy will be at B'nai Israel Synagogue this evening at 7 o'clock. B'nai Israel Synagogue is on Chestnut Street, and she'll be giving a reading, which will be free. The book is available probably through all the major outlets.
Exactly.
It's also through Blair Publishers, blairpub.com. And if you'd like to read more about Judy, this book, and her other works, you can go to her own website, which is judygoldman.com. Judy, thank you for coming in today, and especially thank you for writing the book.
Thank you, Jamila, for having me.
This is WHQR.